UFOs watch our space launches and the ISS. There is a lot of talk going on in some circles about a UFO being discovered in the video of the SpaceX launch. I know this wouldn't surprise me at all, since UFOs have seemed to follow every launch we've ever had. I haven't heard Elon Musk mentioned anything about the UFO, but people all over the world have been talking about it. An astronaut on board of the International Space Station was quoted as saying, "Unlike anything I've seen before." He was referring to three unidentified objects which were flying in formation as they watched the rocket heading towards the space station. Many millions of people had seen the launch, and that might be one reason why so many people mentioned seeing the UFO. Just about all of our space shuttle missions were watched by UFOs, and there are some incredible stories connected with that which I have previously mentioned. One incident even claimed there was contact between an actual alien in a shuttle astronaut. A NASA whistleblower claimed it took place in the open cargo bay of the space shuttle and was seen on NASA screens on Earth. The alien, who was about 7 or 8 feet tall, seemed very cordial when talking to the astronaut. Both were wearing space suits, but the alien spacesuit was a little different, because it didn't seem to have any apparatus for oxygen or any other atmospheric gas. Why is it extraterrestrials are said to be so interested in us? Is the reason historical, and maybe our steps starting out into space are similar to their early ones, so they are watching us for an historical perspective on how a race evolves to become a space race? Could it be they are watching us out of fear we will get too advanced and spread our warlike ways to other planets, and when we reach a certain point they will step in and maybe even destroy us, as some people have predicted? Another theory states they are protecting us, and if we get into a position where wiping out life on Earth is imminent, they will step in to prevent it? There could be so many reasons why you're watching us. UFO sightings in Earth's atmosphere number in the thousands every year. But let's not forget, there are plenty of UFO sightings in space. The International Space Station has been one of the objects they like to watch, and because of this NASA has had to turn off the cameras many times lest we be treated to a decent photo of a UFO and maybe even a video. It seems no matter how far out we go into space we will probably have company. The government doesn't like to talk about this, because there is really nothing they can do about it. And I for one hope they don't try. There are records which show UFOs have been watching us for at least 25,000 years. We know this because that is about the age of cave paintings of UFOs. After all, we have to admit, what would these ancient people know of what a UFO looked like unless they saw one or more? One theory states UFOs in ancient humans did have interactions, but the aliens who met with our ancient ancestors were considered gods, and this has led to all the different ancient god theories. One has to wonder what impact a UFO watching a SpaceX launch will have on Elon Musk. If he didn't believe UFOs were real before, does he really believe they are now? One has to wonder how this might change his space aspirations. If he finds enough evidence to indicate UFOs are on the moon, how might this impact our next moon mission? Will Musk bow out of the moon mission, or will you want to land near an alien base and then have the astronauts investigate? It seems UFOs have an interest in SpaceX. Besides watching the most recent launch, there is a history of UFOs watching many if not all launches from that company. Elon Musk has joked in the past about UFOs, but even then, he jokingly claimed a UFO in the sky, which was really his Falcon 9 rocket which was just launched, was a nuclear alien UFO from North Korea. This joke was brought about because many of the people who watched the launch noticed how the rocket took on a strange shape because it was enveloped by exhaust gases. During a recent launch by SpaceX, there was an explosion. Rocket blew into many pieces as this happened. UFO was seen watching the launch. Some say the UFO was responsible for the destruction of the SpaceX rocket, but others say it was just to monitor watching the rocket. Shuttle flights are replete with UFOs being seen. The shuttle flights have numbers such as STS-80, which indicates a shuttle flight number 80 obviously. In 1996, anomalous objects were recorded from the camera during this shuttle flight. The recording showed two slow-moving circular objects, many faster-moving objects near the shuttle and something strange in orbit over the Earth. When one sees a video like this from NASA, it's very hard to ignore the fact our rockets and shuttles are being observed. The object which can be seen over Puerto Rico might have been the most interesting of all the objects seen on the video. The object was said to be moving at a speed of 500 miles a second. As I said, the observations of UFOs have been there since the beginning of our space program and before. Astronauts who took part of the Gemini program also reported seeing UFOs monitoring their flights. During the Gemini 7 mission, it was reported by an astronaut he had seen a bogey. A bogey is an unknownly object. If the United States became very advanced in space travel and encountered a civilization which was just starting out to launch rockets and such, would they also be interested in observing the progress this civilization made in space travel and technology? In other words, would the United States do the same thing the UFOs are doing to us? I also have to wonder how this fictitious civilization would react when they feel the same way about being watched we do. The answer to this question is we have done something similar in that we watch Amazonian tribes who have yet to make contact with civilization. We take aerial footage of the civilizations unbeknown to them. The question is why? The answer has to be we are curious to see how they are evolving, and UFOs seem to be doing the same thing to us.